The Book of Ruin, Book 1, Ch. 2. By Stanislav the Polish Plumber. And as Gordon grew, even his sire, the preacherman and tight-fisted Presbyterian son of a fucking bitch. Tight-fisted Presbyterian son of a fucking bitch. Looked on him and said unto his woman, "This one must go away and be taught bribery, blackmail and deceit, bullying and cowardice, for he has about him the look of an cunt, an right cunt. And he will flourish in the world of cunts and we shall all prosper from his cuntishness. Look, he cannot speak but only stutter, his jaw jerks even as unto an fiddler's elbow, dropping like an hangman's trapdoor, down and up, gulp and spasm, twitch and shudder, as though he were plagued or poxed. And look, ye, at his hands, all bitten and gnawed even until they bleed. This is no ordinary youth, this is an freak, uncontrolled freak." And so Gordon went unto an cuntish gathering place and practiced the dark art of cunting or hooning, and after many moon turns, came down from the bad Jocklands, where sister mated with brother and mother with son, unto this place, then called the place of England, unmerry place, filled with carefree, flirtatious, dancing men called Morris, gaily striking sticks together, singing fol-de-rol and yo-ho-ho, setting forth, after handsome maidens, on bright May mornings, eating the multi-hued fish creatures of St. Trick of Padistow, the poultry of St. Jamie of Sainsbury and, it is fabled, licking the creme brulee off of the tits of the blessed St. Nigella, not for the ancients the forage rats and weeds, which form our sustenance, the snared blackbird and sparrow, the root porridge and flat bread. But then came Gordon. And with him he brought cuntishness and stupidity and greed and vanity and cruelty and set to his life work of ruination and despair. And he did promptly prohibit the dancing morises and much else of the England place until it was said that one could not walk down the fucking road without breaking the laws of Gordon or being killed by his men at arms. And strangers came from elsewhere at Gordon's urging, and Gordon the ruinous jackal gave unto them the homes and trades, the wet nurses and splinters and bleeders and apothecaries of the ancients and the ones from elsewhere, in their millions, gave Gordon their support, for it was not their place and they cared not for it one trifling bit, not even an flying fuck, but cared only for Gordon's plunder, which he did share with them gladly in exchange for their votes. And lo, as he curtailed the freedoms of the ancients, he celebrated by eating snot, before the people, even from his own nose. Eating snot, before the people, even from his own nose. And in those days, Stanislav tells, were viewing boxes, powered by the gods in the above place, in which magic happened and visions of tiny people, much like, even copies of real people, spoke out loud from the innards of the box, and there were, too, before ruin, other places, beyond. And the other tribes could look into their viewing boxes, in a place that was called all over the fucking world. And in all over the fucking world the multitudes who then lived, in plenty, before ruin, could see Gordon, the filthy, snot-eating ruiner of all things, but did only laugh and deride and not, as they should have, put him out for death's harvest home, the horrible fucking bastard. Put him out for death's harvest home, the horrible fucking bastard. Put him out for death's harvest home, the horrible fucking bastard. To be continued. Copyright Stanislav the Polish Plumber 2009.